outside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Today we're standing inside the 2011 HGTV Dream Home that's ready for you to win. We're enjoying the unique hybrid stick post and beam construction and the local Stowe, Vermont artwork decorating the walls. We're giving you the inside tour with the designers and builders of this dream home, and that's all coming up next on My Fix It Up Life. Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and made to withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their homes. Learn about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624. And welcome back to My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa.
And we are standing inside the 2011 HGTV Dream Home. And I want to say, I kind of like the feeling of being in a dream home. It makes me feel sort of like a princess or something.
Well, it certainly makes you feel good because everything from the exterior facade to the interior finish details and design in this place are just a home run.
They are a home run. And we were talking earlier about how this house could be, like when you make a dream home, you might think that it might be a little over the top. It might be sort of castle-ish or something, or like something you'd see in some kid's fairy tale, whatever. But it's not. It's perfect. It's got so much detail of the area.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's done in an understated, modern way. For example, the huge barn door on the wall, which kind of makes me feel like home.
Yeah, and it's a real barn door from a real barn.
Like, it is.
Clearly weathered, clearly somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 years old.
Yes, it's absolutely gorgeous. And I hope there's photos of it on the website on HGTV.com. You know, we have a barn door at our home, and we've talked about it on this show, that we made it out of leftover material from our lumber liquidator's floor in our kitchen.
Right.
And we've gotten compliments after compliments about it. And there's actually an article in Extreme How To right now about it. I think it's like 12 pages in the magazine about how we did this barn door. And it's just, we love barn doors, and it's wonderful to see it used as a piece of art on the wall.
Yeah, this one's a piece of art. It's not functional because it's old, like we said.
Yes.
Ours, and we got our hardware from barndoorhardware.com.
Yes.
Ours works.
It does work.
It's such a huge and awesome solution, but we shouldn't talk about our house. We need to get into this one.
And the other things about that, we're standing inside we're in the lower area of the house. So if you go to the website and you check out the floor plan on HGTV.com, Dream Home. We're downstairs in sort of like the party room where there's a cool bar and we're like right in front of the widescreen television, and you can reach your hand outside the Pella windows and, you know, like grab something off of the like barbecue or something. Because there's a kitchenette right out there.
There's an outdoor kitchen outside. There's a stone patio, and adjacent to that there is the gotta have it hot tub. Outside. And there's a fireplace out there, the landscape architect told me.
Oh, right by the there's snow covering everything right now. So for everyone listening, you know, it is a beautiful day at Stowe, and the snow is coming down, and Mark is itching right now. Like, I don't think he wants to be here talking to me inside the dream home. He's got his skis in the back of the truck, and he is ready to, literally, he said he was going to ski out of here and leave me here.
If I could ski down to the lodge and get a lift ticket right now. And I might be able to, because there's enough snow falling that the road might be covered. I could ski down it.
I don't think I really want that so much. But I do want to say, if anyone was watching the Tournament of Roses parade, HGTV had a replica of this house in the parade. Awesome, right?
Fantastic.
Absolutely awesome. Yeah. And it is a hybrid stick post and beam construction. We were just talking with the architect about it and looking at the way that he designed the house and the local restrictions of the home, too, that they had to build down and they couldn't build up to make this have the square footage they wanted to have.
Exactly. And, you know, they do such a good job here at Stowe Mountain Resort, which is one of the premier ski hills in the East Coast, if not the entire country.
Yes.
Keeping it at a manageable, tasteful size that has respect both for tradition, but for moving forward with modern designs and amenities and appointments.
And it is is kind of a hybrid, too, of a lot of the local stuff, like the local artwork and everything. And they use actual real trees in this room as columns. Yeah,
they did. These are Eastern white cedar trees. Now, they're not trees with the branches sticking out of them. They're the trunks of trees about 10 feet high. They're barked. They're oiled or urethane for finish, but they're trees.
They're gorgeous. And they actually have trees in the kids' room too, which is like the ultimate kids' room, like the ultimate
hangout,
slumber party. Well, I'm thinking like Lexi, our 9-year-old, and her and all of her friends piling in there, and what a ball they would have inside there.
Oh, they would be out of their minds. It would be a haven for them.
Well, you know, we have to take a break, Mark.
We do, and we're going to come back with more from the HGTV Dream Home next on My Fix It Up Life.
Of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know Thy Hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
You're back inside My Fix It Up Life. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the wondrous snowy environment of Stowe, Vermont and the HGTV Dream Home.
Yes, the 2011 HGTV Dream Home, which I'm kind of wanting. I think that would be me a nice present for you. Maybe Mother's Day present this year.
Sure, I'll buy a ski house for you.
You will?
Yeah, let's just get the bag of cash we always drive around with, and I'll leave a down payment.
Did you leave that in the back of the truck?
I don't know where I put that thing.
Oh, you should really keep track of that. It's really important.
Yeah, I actually met a guy once way back in the day who was very wealthy and literally had a briefcase full of money with him in case he needed to buy a car.
That's scary. Did you do any work for this gentleman?
No, I knew him through his college roommate, a 1959 Georgetown graduate.
What are you trying to insinuate about Georgetown? My dad graduated from Georgetown.
Then I insinuate he's got a briefcase full of money, too.
He may. He very well may have a briefcase full of cash.
Guy 2 was Guy 1's friend, and when Guy 1 came into town, he stayed at Guy 2's house, which was just adjacent to the house. Now, and this is the anti-dream home where The Exorcist was filmed.
Okay, in Georgetown.
In Georgetown.
Yeah, I know that The Exorcist stairs that everybody goes to visit, and it's actually at a gas station.
It comes up from a gas station, mm-hmm. and it goes to the Georgetown University campus.
Well, we digress.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
So opposite.
I wanted to share something with everyone. One of my proud moments, and it does involve you transporting something in your truck, not money.
Okay.
We went to go check into our lovely hotel, Green Mountain Inn, in Stowe, Vermont.
Yes.
And we get there late at night, and, you know, Mark goes to the counter to check us in.
Yeah. Keep in mind, this is after, a solid 7 hours of driving like a madman.
And there's always an antic involved in checking in. Sometimes he says he's a prime minister and I'm his assistant. He's asking for some kind of special suite.
Prime ministerial suite.
He's always doing some kind of nonsense. And this time he walked in, he handed the guy some trash and says, I drove this from Pennsylvania to give this to you. Thanks, sir. And then proceeded to leave.
Yeah, I'm one of the few trash exporters from Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Pennsylvania is famously a trash importer.
Yes.
Notably of the garbage from New York City. So I just try to lighten the load on the state, bring it up to Vermont.
Yeah, that's what we do. We actually import-export our trash.
Yeah, or I had a coffee cup left over from the trip, and I brought it in thinking I would find a trash can on the way, but didn't.
Well, that
you can tell the story that way, too.
Well, and I want to just thank, too, Meredith from Wellborn Cabinets, because she is the reason why we're at the Dream Home.
Yes, and this is, I'm so glad we came. I mean, first of all.
You can't even speak. You're so excited.
The whole place is awesome. And Wellborn cabinets, by the way, rock.
Well, and I, you know, I haven't checked out, but I'm looking forward to checking out that they have the media life in the kitchen, which integrates digital needs of the house into some kind of system that brings television, photos, music, iTunes, DVDs, podcasts, movies, home videos, schedules, recipes, and everything else you could possibly think about in the cabinets. I'm not sure how the whole thing works, but I'm going to check it out, and I guess everyone else should check it out, too.
Oh,
you could listen to our podcast, too.
You could listen to My Fix It Up Life at the HGTV Dream Home.
Yes, you can.
After you win it.
Well, and also in the master bath, I want to say that there is a cool tub that was set on. What was it set on, Mark?
Oh, it was like a clawfoot tub, except the claw feet
gone.
Were not there. They were blocks of. They were like 8x8 blocks or 4x6 blocks of hemlock.
Hemlock.
Which was sourced right there near the HGTV Dream Home.
It was really a neat look. And it reminds me of these hot shoes that I saw featured in the current issue of In Style magazine. These black pumps that have a block of wood for the heel. Very hot.
Wow. That's why I can't find my copy. You're reading it.
Oh, my copy of In Style magazine?
Well, there is another wood product there. Very wood-rich house, not
yes.
surprisingly,
in Vermont.
Vermont. But here's one that you don't see very often. And if I identified it right, it's poplar bark siding. And it is literally the bark of a tree. And again, if I'm identifying it properly... it basically, they peel a tulip poplar tree. They peel the bark off and make these giant sidewall shingles. They're anywhere from a foot to 2 feet long, and they're awesome, and they can last for up to 75 years.
The siding can last for 75 years?
That's what they claim. And I've actually seen it before, at IBS, International Builder Show, and the company that I saw was poplarbarksiding.com. And what they did was they just did details, like the gables. They didn't do the whole house in it. They just did the gables, and it's a really cool accent.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not overwhelming. It doesn't look like a tree in the woods, you know, the whole house.
Well, and one of the other things, too, on the outside of this house that you enjoyed was the copper.
Oh, they did. They clapped.
Took some really nice photos of the outside of the house, and we'll post them up on our website, too.
Yeah, yeah. They clad the chimney in what is basically looks like standing seam copper.
Gorgeous.
Yes. Oh, it's unbelievable. And that's going to turn patina into green like the Statue of Liberty over time.
Or like the Green Mountain State, Vermont.
Right.
It's all about green.
It's all... That's a stretch.
That's kind of a stretch. It's a good yoga stretch. You know, some Pilates.
Well, something else that's green that we've seen there real good.
What's that?
They had some great deck details. Okay. One of them was on the post and the cantilever beam, they use these big hemlock timbers.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things doing a lot of the work, especially in ground contact, your pressure-treated lumber.
Yes.
So... Pressure-treated southern pine, doing the work of the ground contact, getting contact with rain and moisture. They, out of all those fancy materials, they spec southern pine.
Well, and a really good place to go to find out more about pressure-treated southern pine is realoutdoorliving.com.
Yeah.
They have a lot of great information, projects, and plans and all kinds of stuff, too. So you can get inspired to do the project at your own house.
Well, the snow is falling, and we've got more HGTV Dream Home 2011 to see after this break.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and made to withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their homes. Learn about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-398-3813.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. Over the past decade, the tax team at J.K. Harris has successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-398-3813. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-398-3813. That's 800-398-3813.
Important medical alert to Avandia users. The diabetes drug Avandia has been linked to serious heart-related injury and even death. If you or a loved one used Avandia and suffered a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or heart-related death, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Recent congressional reports and FDA studies have found an increased risk of heart attacks and heart failure in patients using the drug Avandia. Time is limited to file a claim. Don't wait. Submit your claim today. Call 1-800-944-0525. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call now for your free consultation. 1-800-944-0525. That's 1-800-944-0525. Find out your legal rights today. Time is limited to file a claim. Call 1-800-944-0525. The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California. Office address, 3636 Noble Drive, Suite 350, San Diego, California, 92122. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by other law firms.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and made to withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their homes. Learn about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
And you're back inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark, Teresa, and the HGTV Dream Home.
Well, I guess we're not with the HGTV Dream Home. We're inside it, Mark.
I don't think that needs to be explained to anyone.
I think that it's a technicality. It's not like we're standing outside with our arms around it. We're inside it, and it's hugging us. We're in a dream home.
You're in a dream to think that anybody could possibly interpret it that way.
Oh, I think they can.
But go ahead.
I think they can, dear. I do. And you can go to hgtv.com, Dream Home, and you can check it out, too. And we are downstairs in the, well, I call it the party room, but you know who probably knows better than us?
I know there's got to be someone.
The interior designer, Linda, who's standing with us right now.
Oh, who's standing 2 feet to my right?
Can you see her?
Yeah, now I can.
Okay, good.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm great, and it's great to be here with you two today.
Oh, well, it's great to be here with you and enjoying this house, and it's gorgeous in here, and you've been involved in more than just this dream home.
You're correct. This is the 14th HGTV Dream Home I've been involved with.
Yes, because I have seen you on the other Dream Home specials I have watched over the years, because I am a Dream Home enthusiast, as you would say.
Well, fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you're not a native Vermonter, as a lot of the other people are in this project.
You're correct. Now, today, I would love to be a native Vermonter because I'm enjoying the beautiful snow. The house looks great. All of Vermont looks great. And I'm from Hilton Head, South Carolina, and we never get to experience this beauty. So this is a real treat for me.
It is beautiful here, and I am enjoying the snow from inside the house. I'm from the D.C. area, and we don't get this much snow where I'm from. But my husband, who's from New England, is ready to skate.
This is baseline. I'm ready to be out the door.
Mm-hmm.
But, Linda, we'll talk with you first.
Okay.
But keep it exciting because I'm halfway out already.
Okay. We'll keep you here talking about the dream home.
So we've toured the house. And I'm just in love with lots of things in the home, like the special touches in the kids' room. Gorgeous. Like, absolutely. The numbers. Did you? Now, is that your idea?
It is. I have the wonderful job of doing all the interior design inside the dream home.
Mm-hmm.
And coming up with fun things, serious things, figuring out how do people live in Stowe, Vermont, and making it work.
Okay.
So we want beauty. We want comfort. We want aha moments. We want the whole package to work, and we want it to work for whoever ends up winning this home.
Oh, I love that. So
that,
did you spend a lot of time here before you put pencil to paper or however you design and create?
We do. We spend quite a bit of time here. The most important thing we do is we listen to people that live in Stowe, Vermont.
Ooh.
Because we found time and time again, people who live in Stowe are passionate about living here, and they want to live here because of the lifestyle. And we have to make sure we incorporate that into this home because it has to feel like it's part of the Stowe experience.
Wow.
It does feel like it to me. I've been to Stowe before. Mm-hmm. Mark, of course.
Well, being a native New Englander, New Englanders have kind of a... it's this sort of joie de vivre of, look, it's this way and it's been this way for 300 years because it's really a good idea. Don't mess with our stuff.
It's true.
Exactly.
It's like living with him. He says that a lot.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, he is a man, so we'll let him
have it. Oh, that's right, too.
See, here it is.
New Englander and a man. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
There you go.
We have lost. We
both feet out the door.
But it is such a special house, and I've been looking around on all the little details and how fun it must be to work on a project like this and be able to create these wonderful little moments. Like even the little dog house I saw, the little tiara inside. Did you do that?
We worked on that together with one of our sponsors,
mm-hmm.
Disney. That is Beverly Hills Chihuahua 2.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, every doggy needs a special dream home. And,
see.
Yeah, there you go.
See, the play
see,
within
your,
the play.
Your
exactly.
dog gets a dream home when
That's
you
right.
win this dream home.
But you've got, you know, on the other side of the New England coin where, you know, you can't have everything be pine paneling either. And I'm noticing, just looking around the room we're in, wooden bowls, a birch box, yet a vibrant green couch. Like, where, do you pull colors from the environment or where does that scheme come from?
When you're in Vermont, there are things that are so amazing about this state. Of course, the fall foliage, one of the things that impressed me driving through the state, the beautiful old farms, the beautiful green fields. And that really showed up throughout the home. And in mm-hmm. this space, it's the beautiful green fields, the sofa, the old farm. We use some old farm wood. Old barn wood. So those are the things that you're looking for because you want them in the home. You're not trying to recreate the old farm or the old barns, but you want those hints of the past in this house because the history is always important.
Right.
Relate to where the house is located. It has to feel like it's footed in the location.
Well, and two, that not only does it feel like it belongs here and it should have been here for a lot longer than it's been here, but also that it's, as my husband would say, designed for what people would do if they lived here, ski.
Well, skiing, but I just found talking to people in Stowe, they love the outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, again, they're out hiking, they're out mountain biking, they're skiing. They love everything about this area.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to make sure that when they came in the house, they could flop on the chairs, they could sit on the sofas. Everything in here is durable. It holds up for lots of wear, lots of use. This is not a house that's intimidating. It's a house to live in. And that's important because this is an area where people live life to it. It's fullest.
Wow.
Oh, and even
I'm psyched. I'm moving here.
We can't. You have to wait till you win the house. So you have to go in hgtv.com and enter to win, dear.
I've handed Linda the requisite $20 bill.
I think it's
already
a little more than $20, dear.
I wish I could help you out. I have never been able to help anybody out with that.
Well, one of my favorite things is just even walking into the house with all of those built-ins in the foyer or whatever you would call
it. Mudroom.
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 I always say foyer. I know.
Okay, princess.
I am a princess. I really am. But you walk in and there's a sink there. There's all of those built-ins, all of the hooks for all of the different things that you're taking off because it is Vermont and it does get cold. And it's just so nice to have, and as a mom, to have places to put all of those things that people bring into the house.
Well, and that was part of the process of listening to the people who live here, and they told us what we had to have. Mudroom, top of the list. Mm-hmm. And I think all seasons of the year, it's all the shoes, all the jackets, all the gear. You need a place to put it. That mudroom is phenomenal, and it works. And it's so important to make the home work.
Yes.
Oh, it's a huge, huge detail to living here.
Well, I want to know if there are a special favorite. I know you probably can't have favorites. It's like a mom and your kids. But is there a special place in the house that is your favorite place to be?
You know, it's hard because they're all children. Each mm-hmm. room is a child.
Yes. Oh.
And I love the kitchen mm-hmm. because I can see being in that kitchen and functioning in that kitchen and having people I love around me. But I love the master bedroom because it's glamorous in a very tailored way. I love the gathering room because of the colors. So I could just keep going on and on, so I'll stop with those three.
Now, do you ever do a design like this and then you go home to your house and you say, gosh, I wish I had done that to my house?
Yeah, I missed the ball at home.
And you're thinking, well, if I just, you know.
Oh, I think every designer does that, so okay. We're not going to go there.
Well, maybe you could enter to win the dream home too.
Oh, I wish I could. That's always kind of when you leave and you go, guess what? I can't enter, and nobody in my family can enter. But all of your listeners can enter.
They can. And they go to hgtv.com/dreamhome. And I want to know, do the people involved in making the dream home, do you guys ever have like a slumber party or something here and just really just use it to its max? Just quietly.
You know, we have a very strong philosophy that everything in this house will belong to somebody once the winner is chosen, and everything is new. It is. We don't sit on the furniture. We don't use any of the dishes. So everything is new. It is their new HGTV dream home, and it is all unused and new.
Out of the box.
So out of the box.
That is the promise to you, that no one is going to allow Mark to sleep in any of the beds or use any of the things in this house. Mm-hmm. So you can be okay and be safe. It's sterile.
It is true. We walk through the door. You either get booties.
Oh, I've got these really hot blue booties on.
Or you have to take your shoes off.
Yes.
There's no sitting on the furniture.
No.
There's no food in here.
Exactly.
So they're not kidding. Linda is being honest. She's
it's
not
very
joking
gracious.
Around.
There was coffee and stuff in the garage,
right.
though.
The unheated garage.
I did have to make a phone call out there. And while I was out there in my socks, I believe I caught hypothermia.
It's all for
who are you
cause.
Again?
But it's for a good cause for the winner, though, who is maybe they're listening to our show. And when they win this house, they'll invite us here. And then we can come and sit on the furniture and use the dishes.
If you're a My Fix It Up Life listener and you win this shack, you owe us a weekend.
I think that's a good idea.
And you need to invite Linda, too.
Oh, exactly. She is the best.
She needs to be able to enjoy the house.
And I hope you have many, many more HGTV dream homes in your future, because you're a rock star.
Well, you are a rock star.
Thank you. It's been such a pleasure to be here and share the home with you, and what a great opportunity.
Well, thank you so much. And we have to take a break, Mark.
Teresa.
And I'm going to keep you here. You're not going to run out to the truck and get your skis, and we'll be on the other side of this commercial break with more My Fix It Up Life.
Important medical alert to Avandia users. The diabetes drug Avandia has been linked to serious heart-related injury and even death. If you or a loved one used Avandia and suffered a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or heart-related death, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Recent congressional reports and FDA studies have found an increased risk of heart attacks and heart failure in patients using the drug Avandia. Time is limited to file a claim. Don't wait. Submit your claim today. Call 1-800-944-0525. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call now for your free consultation. 1-800-944-0525. That's 1-800-944-0525. Find out your legal rights today. Time is limited to file a claim. Call 1-800-944-0525. The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California. Office address, 3636 Noble Drive, Suite 350, San Diego, California, 92122. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by other law firms.
Attention, business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now at 800-303-8248 and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste a minute helping you with your tax problems. We'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. We've settled millions of dollars of tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-303-8248. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-303-8248. That's 800-303-8248. Again, 800-303-8248.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know Thy Hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
And you're back inside My Fix It Up Life. We're here at the Stowe Mountain Resort at the HGTV Dream Home.
Yes.
That is indeed... indeed a dream.
It is a dream, and I'm not sleeping either because they wouldn't let me take a nap on any of the beautiful beds here because they want to keep everything brand spanking new for you who can win. If you go to hgtv.com/dreamhome, you can enter to win.
You can, and I thought...
and you can enter us to win, too. If you want to write our, like, type our names in, I'll totally allow that because you can enter every day.
Write in, vote for president. And I was a little circumspect. I thought it... with the word dream home involved, it could be a little overwrought.
Kind of princessy or something?
Home run of a house. And we're here with the home's designer, who everybody already knows, Jack Thomason.
Everybody already knows?
Yeah, so we don't even
have
to interview him.
Okay, well, that makes this that makes our job much easier.
Hey, guys. Happy to be with you today.
Welcome to our show. We are happy to be here.
Thanks.
It's a beautiful house. We have had a spectacular time touring it and looking at all the special touches and everything around the house that make it special, like unique and homey, yet gorgeous and sophisticated at the same time.
Well, great. Well, I'm glad you love it. I love getting the reaction from people who weren't involved in the process. So people who walk in and experience it for the first time, because we feel like the house is a home run. I mean, we really love this house. We love the town of Stowe. We love the state of Vermont. And our goal with this house was to work with professionals in this area who could help us make a house that represented this area. And that's what we feel we've accomplished.
Now, did you pick this site? Did you pick Stowe?
I did. Finding the location every year is one of my responsibilities. So I am constantly scouting the country, looking for what we hope is going to be the perfect location. And this is our HGTV Dream Home number 15. So we've had 14 other houses all around the country. Only one other house in the Northeast, which was a house we did near Camden, Maine, several years ago. Mm-hmm. And last year's house, you may remember, was in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Yep.
Next year's house is going to be in... I'm not going to tell you
what's going to
be in.
I spent half a second thinking he's going to blow it because he's tired or whatever.
Way. It's a highly anticipated announcement every year.
So how far in advance do you know?
Well, you know, I know.
And do you have municipalities all over the country just like writing to you, please pick our town, please pick our town?
I get a lot of cards and proposals. And
now,
emails.
What works as a good, wouldn't want to say bribe, but, you know, sort of... You know, persuasive argument to get you to come to check out a town like our town.
Yeah, you know, I don't need much of a persuasive argument except a nice photo of a great town and I'm coming from good people and because it really is a lot about even the people in a town that helps it become a dream home. I really fast forward every year to who our winner may be. Of course, not knowing who that person will be and how welcome a newcomer would feel in a town. And I know that Stowe is the type of place with extremely friendly people, a beautiful town who would welcome whomever wins this house. And that's important to me.
The people we are here are like extremely friendly too.
Yes.
Everyone has a smile. Everyone says hello. Right. Everyone looks you right in the eye and talks to you. It's unusual in modern society, and it's wonderful.
One place that comes from is people choose to live in Stowe, Vermont. There are very few corporate relocations to Stowe, Vermont.
Right, yeah, you're not going to come work here for the big XYZ company incorporated.
Exactly, and so what I have found is that most of the people who live here because they either vacationed here and never left,
right,
or through their own research found Stowe and learned to love it. It's such a place for outdoor enthusiasts. I mean, in the summertime, you know, there's the hiking and mountain biking. In the wintertime, I think the best skiing in the East.
Wow.
And the people who live here take full advantage of that. It's all about what, you know, is offered outside your house.
That's true.
Really, a lot of what we incorporated into designing the house was how will this house live? Who will live in this house? How will they live? What will they want to be doing? And really what they're going to want to be doing is experiencing the activities outside.
Right.
So as you see this house with our virtual tour online or you get a chance to visit the house in person, I think we'll have public tours open after New Year's Day. You'll see that what we thought about in designing the house was having a house where people are waking up in the morning, they are eager to hit the slopes, they're running upstairs to this incredible kitchen with this 48-inch dual fuel range with double griddle for extra pancakes.
Of course,
you got that great Vermont maple syrup.
You are describing Mark's dream life right now.
Yeah,
he's not going to leave. He's going to hide in like a bathroom or something, and he's never going to leave. Yeah.
Now we're talking with Jack Thomason, who's the designer of the HGTV Dream Homes, and there's a team here that you assemble, right?
Right.
Architect, builder, interior designer, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Yet your title is designer. So what do you do?
Yeah.
What do you do?
My title is actually house planner, which people say, what is a house planner? And my responsibilities really are full scale. I have degrees of expertise in architecture, landscape architecture, interior design. You know, this is the 15th HGTV Dream Home I've worked on. I also work on the HGTV Green Home projects and now our new HGTV Urban Oasis that was in downtown Manhattan this year.
So you're not busy.
So I'm a little busy, but I love doing this. I mean, every year, because one of my responsibilities is finding the location. I mean, think about it. I get to work in a town that I've had the opportunity to select. I get to work with a team who I've spent time, you know, bringing to the table, and get to build beautiful houses. So, I mean, how cool is that?
That's awesome.
So how much time during the year do you spend home, at your home? Not a dream home or a dream green home or an urban oasis.
I'm definitely a...
Do you have a home?
I do have a home. I live in the Atlanta metropolitan area.
Okay.
And one of the best things about living there is you can pretty much get anywhere directly from Atlanta.
It's a great place
except
to fly.
Burlington, Vermont, which is where we fly
here. Can get to Burlington, Vermont.
Right,
yeah.
But it's well worth it once you get here. But I don't spend a whole lot of time in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do wouldn't work for everybody, but it works for me. I'm a road warrior to the core.
Right on.
And have you ever been on CNN's Road Warriors?
You should do that. You'd be great at it.
Have you seen that segment on CNN?
I have seen it. I have not.
You are the road warrior.
Yeah, I would definitely describe myself as a road warrior.
We're going to call Robin Mead on when we get back.
Because we're friends. We watch her in the morning, so we're like friends and stuff because we see her every day, right?
Yeah, I think she's awesome, by the way. I love her morning show.
Yeah. I love her.
Yeah,
and Bob.
It.
Yeah. The weather guy.
Bob, the funny weather guy.
He's hilarious. He's great.
Yeah. He's always got a quip.
Their whole team is great.
It is.
So I guess we should ask more questions about this house, though, and sort of reel it back in from CNN.
Sorry. Yeah.
Just throwing that out there.
A little bit, but.
Okay. So you're a Southern guy. Are you getting a chance to ski here? Are you a skier at all?
Yes, I am a skier. I have already got to experience for the first time this year an attempt at snowboarding.
How'd that go?
You know, it's a tough start, but it's something that I definitely want to work on. Everyone I meet who is a snowboarder used to be a skier, and now they're a snowboarder forever. So there must be something to it. I know the shoes are more comfortable.
Okay,
so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But I've experienced every season here in Stowe, which is pretty phenomenal. And from the winter time that we're experiencing now, and it's gorgeous outside. I think today was the first powder skiing, and so all the local skiers are extremely excited.
It is light and fluffy. I just brushed it off the truck today.
Oh, he didn't just brush it off the truck. He was like, what were you doing? You were skidding around in the parking lot like a 12-year-old boy because of the snow.
It's
gorgeous.
Powder.
I mean, it's beautiful snow.
It is.
So we should all be out there soon. And then spring here is obviously gorgeous, and they have some fringe seasons that the locals aren't as crazy about, but being an outsider, even their fringe seasons in May and June, kind of between spring and summer, are still gorgeous. And
nice.
The place is just amazing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Well, I love it here in Stowe. I'm not a skier, and I'm not much of an outdoorsy kind of girl, but I do love curling up with a good book and looking at the beautiful scenery.
Well, there are other things. I mean, like I have two daughters. I brought them here. Last winter, and we went on a sleigh ride, horse-drawn. So you don't have to be a skier to enjoy some of the really
cool
things.
That sounds romantic, honey.
There you go. Well, we're going to have to address more of that after our break when we come back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Be out of range, but I am so overexcited.
Like free stuff?
We do, too.
That's why we're giving away cool gear every week on the My Fix It Up Life Home Improvement Radio Show.
Check out MyFixItUpLife.com to enter to win, find how-to advice, or listen to My Fix It Up Life shows on iTunes.
Every week on the My Fix It Up Life Radio Show, we answer your questions and take you on an insider's tour with the hottest celebrities and experts in home improvement.
Ask us your questions at 888-710-5557.
Or online at MyFixItUpLife.com, Facebook, and Twitter.
My Fix It Up Life is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-398-3813.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages,
your pension, your savings, even your Social Security check. Over the past decade, the tax team at J.K. Harris has successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-398-3813. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-398-3813. That's 800-398-3813.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Important medical alert to Avandia users. The diabetes drug Avandia has been linked to serious heart-related injury and even death. If you or a loved one used Avandia and suffered a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or heart-related death, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Recent congressional reports and FDA studies have found an increased risk of heart attacks and heart failure in patients using the drug Avandia. Time is limited to file a claim. Don't wait. Submit your claim today. Call 1-800-944-0525. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call now for your free consultation. 1-800-944-0525. That's 1-800-944-0525. Find out your legal rights today. Time is limited to file a claim. Call 1-800-944-0525. The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California, office address 3636 Noble Drive, Suite 350, San Diego, California, 92122. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by other law firms.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley Davidson maintenance and performance. Know Thy Hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
And you're back inside My Fix It Up Life, inside the HGTV Dream Home. Outside is Stowe Mountain Resort. It's snowing. We are here with the architect of the HGTV Dream Home.
Yes, and we're going to try to capture him and bring him back to our house to make our house a dream home, too.
We're going to try.
Right now, it's not so much. It's still a fix-it-up house, so I don't know. Did you bring all the rope?
Yeah, I'll have him shackled in the back of the truck. Welcome.
Welcome to our program.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for having us here in this beautiful house. We've enjoyed spending the last few hours here touring it, and you were gracious enough to show us around.
Well, it was my pleasure.
And you know what? If we just met today, so we don't know each other, but you seem almost giddy with
this is a great introduction, like your first has graduated college or some kind of thing organic like that.
Well, it's
am I misreading that?
No. In fact, I have two that's out of college and one that will be this May.
There you go.
Yes, I am quite pleased.
There you go. Proud parent kind of deal.
Certainly.
That's very good. And, you know, when we walked into the house, Mark's eye went to how is this house constructed? Because he was going through, like, now, is it post and beam? Is it, what is it? And you said it was a hybrid construction.
Correct. Yes. Where we use the post and beam technology as a way of articulating a certain image, a certain construction theme, but the exterior walls being trying to get as the best insulating envelope, we've introduced your standard traditional framing.
So just platform framing. These are 2x6 walls, probably.
Correct. Yes.
There you go. So you've got R18.
Well, no. What we have a polyurethane foam introduced. So that has an R value of 6. So we're looking at 4-6. We're shooting around 20-22.
Right on.
That's nice.
That is great.
That makes you snug as a bug in a rug.
Forgive me for thinking there was bat insulation in the walls. My bad.
Yeah, seriously? Is that like consulting or something?
Dude, I'm totally old school,
I guess. You're kicking it old school. And you gotta get hip. You look at this house. It's gorgeous.
It's wonderful. And you have introduced organic elements like sawn timbers, which you said were hemlock.
Correct.
And that's a local, regional material.
Correct.
Northern New England kind of species.
Mm-hmm.
And sawn here in the area?
That's correct. 20 miles from the site.
No kidding.
Yes. In fact, there before the construction, when we were clearing, there was a stand of spruce trees that we've actually had taken down. And I believe they were processed, but maybe not for this specific. But it's honoring the materials that stood on the property,
right?
And making best use of them.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah,
That's great. And it's green.
It's green.
It's very green.
Certainly.
Well, it is the Green Mountain State, right?
I love
you get more green than Vermont?
I love Vermont for the, you know, use local food in the restaurants and use the timber harvested here. It's such a state that's born in its natural resources. It's fantastic to see it all around us.
Certainly.
Now I have a question. You know, the Rose Bowl parade float,
mm-hmm.
a replica of this house is the float. It's
correct.
Absolutely amazing. Now, did you have any involvement in that too at all? Or you, how do you feel about the house being a float?
You know, that's quite an accomplishment to build a house.
That's also
a float.
Made out of flowers.
Out of flowers. And I think that's quite the accomplishment.
Yes.
I can't wait to see it.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
I can't imagine how, but I believe it's under construction.
Yeah, that's absolutely amazing to me. And do you have a design that is actually afloat, too, simultaneously is like the craziest thing in the world.
Oh, it's going to be great.
This is incredible. Now, we have about 20 seconds.
We have a little bit more time. And I asked Linda this question earlier. Now, what her favorite place in the house was, and I know every room, everything that you design probably is kind of like one of your children, but is there a favorite part of the house that you love?
Absolutely love. It's a tough one because there are certain parts of the house that I have a certain relationship with, an affinity with, and it's different times of the day. It's different energy of the room, but I'm so drawn to the ski dorm, which, being a parent, envisioning just the interaction of kids in a space like that. That's been designed for kids. And with the kids, it's the memories of that. So it's something that they will take in their adulthood and reflect back on, remember when.
Yeah.
So for me, it's that connection, and I think it's going to be phenomenal.
Oh,
it is a special place, and you have to go to HGTV mifixitofliferadio.com/dreamhome and check it out. I'm sure there's a photo of that room on the website. And, you know, I know that our kids would absolutely love to be in there. And I know Mark would love to be in there with his buddies, too.
As grown men. Yeah, I mean, so.
But unfortunately, we're coming to the end of our show. So we have to say, you know, check us out next week on My Fix It Up Life.
Oh,
and check us out on iTunes. Download podcasts of previous shows that we've done with fantastic folks. And, you know, follow us on Twitter. Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line. Ask us your questions about projects that you're doing in your home.
Register for our contests.
Register for our free stuff contest. We're always giving away cool stuff on our website. And you can enter to win. You write down the reason why you want to win something and have all your friends vote for you. So it's kind of like a popularity contest in a way, I guess.
Which means I'll definitely never win.
Definitely never win. I don't think your mom and I can vote enough for you. So don't forget to tune in next week for more
My Fix It Up Life.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Important medical alert to Avandia users. The diabetes drug Avandia has been linked to serious heart-related injury and even death. If you or a loved one used Avandia and suffered a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or heart-related death, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Recent congressional reports and FDA studies have found an increased risk of heart attacks and heart failure in patients using the drug Avandia. Time is limited to file a claim. Don't wait. Submit your claim today. Call 1-800-944-0525. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call now for your free consultation. 1-800-944-0525. That's 1-800-944-0525. Find out your legal rights today. Time is limited to file a claim. Call 1-800-944-0525. The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California. Office address, 3636 Noble Drive, Suite 350, San Diego, California, 92122. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by other law firms.